Hi, everyone. Welcome to Evergrowing. I'm Sabrina Wong, and I'm the CEO of Evergrowth Coaching. I coach 8 to 9-figure revenue CEOs, and I want to bring to you the biggest breakthroughs from coaching sessions and the top tips to running a successful team. Evergrowing is about understanding yourself better so that you can understand your people and run a world-class team. I really believe signing up for leadership is to sign up for a journey of constant self-growth. And if you have an evergrowing mindset, you have an evergrowing culture, and then you can achieve exponential results. And now, let's dive in. How do you know that you have a culture of lacking unfiltered feedback? So let's dive into it. As a coach, I've gone into team dynamics, and it's very, very easy for me to spot which teams have the culture of unfiltered feedback and which teams don't. Let me tell you about the signs of a team that doesn't have that, which is AKA a team that doesn't have trust with their leader. What I would see in a boardroom, let's imagine all the leaders sitting together with a CEO, is I would see that people are looking at the CEO more frequently to determine what mood they're in, to determine what they say. Vice versa, I see a lot less of that checking in and being aware with a team that has trust and people just raising their hand and saying, hey, I got something to say. This is what I mean. What I would also observe in a boardroom, in a meeting with people who are not having unfiltered feedback is they look at each other to say, what are you saying? So I can frame what I'm saying. That really tells me there's actually a dynamic of fear. They fear how their leaders would react, and they're really monitoring their words and they're censoring themselves. And as a leader, you don't want them to censor themselves out of fear, right? Because you're lacking crucial information for how you can run the business better. Outside of the boardroom, you would see that these leaders are feeling a lot more alone. They feel like they have to take on their whole department's responsibilities. They can't really ask their leader for help. They may not feel willing to ask each other for help. So they feel siloed. They feel alone. They're often overworked and stressed out because they don't really know what that bar of excellence is from the leader because they either feel afraid to ask or it hasn't promptly been given by the leader. And if you look at the long-term impact of this type of dynamic, then resentment and fear build and start to accumulate around your leadership team members. They don't tell you things. They make assumptions on why you did certain things, and then they feel a certain way. What you'll see is potentially low retention, people leaving jobs, people making up excuses as to why they're no longer a part of the company, a lack of focus, a lack of productivity, taking less risks, taking on more work, but low impact work, and just generally slowing down the pace of the company. When I talk about feedback, now a lot of people ask me, well, how do I differentiate between unhelpful negativity and helpful constructive criticism? Sometimes I receive feedback and people are just kind of complaining and bitching to me and I feel irritated. Do I really have to act on it? How do I make sense of it all? Well, unhelpful criticism could be often charged with a lot of emotion and a lot of projection. So let's talk about emotion first. If someone's under stress, tired, hungry, or just not having a great day, they might feel like they're offloading onto you. And if you're observing a big emotional charge, I would just recommend that you take a pause and reflect back on the emotional charge first before reflecting back on the content. Hey, I noticed that you're feeling a bit under stressed. What's going on with you today? So finding out some more information so you can calibrate how much to trust the feedback that you're given, right? So reflecting back and calling out the big emotional charge. Secondarily, it's if there are a lot of narratives and assumptions and projections being put on you. So that's not really helpful. Sometimes you could have a senior leader who comes and give you a feedback to say, hey, like, we are really disorganized with our strategy. It could mean that they are feeling really disorganized with their own strategy and they don't know how to make sense of your strategy. So they're really asking for help and not giving you a feedback. So when this happens, it's a little bit harder to see what's going on. So it relies on you as a leader, your skill of asking great questions and understanding the actual message that's being given. Okay, if you say the strategy is disorganized, when did you last notice it? What do you mean by that? How do you see that affecting your department? And what would you like for me to do? So really digging into the subtext of the feedback to then to decide how much of it's applicable, right? At the end of the day, you don't have to resonate with all the feedback that's given to you, but I would say you always want to make the person feel heard. If they are giving you an emotional kind of offloading, you can be there for them by reflecting back. If they're projecting, you can help them with clarifying. So in that sense, your role as a receiver of the feedback is I listen and I take action. I help you with your emotional load, or I help you clarify. There's always something for you to do, no matter what type of feedback you're given. So in that sense, it's not so important to think about, is it unfiltered feedback? Is it constructive criticism? Well, how do I make of it? It's more important for you to decide, what role do I want to play right now as a feedback receiver, as a leader of this person in front of me? In that sense, you can turn it back, right? How are they feeling? What are they thinking? So this is actually also core foundational coaching skill. This is a skill of putting the focus on the person in front of us. It could help with our defensive mechanism, and it can bring up more curiosity and promote deeper conversations.